Wow.
I thought I did a while ago. I was fucking around with the...
I know. I was watching you.
But I think I've got all the volume set right. Let's go first.
And we have record for us, yeah. So...
Did you consider not questioning him for a while?
Or? No.
No, he knows better.
Listen, worst case scenario, he makes fun of me. Best case scenario, this.
Yeah. So, there was the Terminator 2 episode.
That was such a fucking good episode.
That was an amazing episode.
JC.
JC. No, the other JC.
The other JC. John Connor.
John Connor. The Christ allegory for John Connor. It was beautiful. We had it mapped out perfectly.
I cried.
Lost to the ether. I think like two people heard it because we were still broadcasting at that point.
So you were streaming live to something that wasn't simultaneously recording it?
Correct.
Ugh.
This was before they did that.
Yeah, that's rough.
It was. It was really rough.
That was a long time ago.
That was a long ass time ago. I got a notification on my Facebook memories that 5 years ago tonight we recorded an episode on Minority Report.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Was Phil there for that episode?
Maybe. I wasn't paying attention. We streamed it. That's why it showed up on my thing, because we were using Ustream.
Oh, Ustream.
With the chat room.
Jesus.
We'd have Chibi in there talking about what homework he was working on while he was listening to us.
That's how I first started listening to you guys.
Back in them days.
Well.
So, again.
Yeah, when going shirtless this is Tony. Was an option. Yeah.
This is Alex.
This is still Lena.
This is Kayla.
This is David.
We are still the backseat producers and recording this time.
So, yeah, I'm like a Quidditch keeper over here.
I got an email for my confirmation for Hedwig and the Angry Inch on April 15th.
Nice.
On tax day, Alex?
That's my not tax day anymore.
Already done.
What did they move it to?
The 18th.
Following Monday. So we have signature seats, Kayla.
What does that mean?
Which means we have our own little table and we get to meet with Hedwig before the show.
Cool.
Do you get to shake his Angry Inch?
I don't know.
Who is Hedwig?
Kayla is suddenly intrigued. She's more in.
Who's starring as Hedwig?
Who'd be Hedwig?
I can't remember. Let me look.
If it's Idris Elba.
You're smuggling everybody in.
It's not going to be an Angry Inch. Angry 15 inches.
We got our tickets to Batman vs. Superman.
God, fuck you, Tony.
Yeah.
I'm taking Friday off. Well, the kids are off. School, so
that's a good point. Maybe I should do that.
So we're going at like 11 o'clock in the morning at the bistro show, man. So our seats are already picked out.
I want to do that
at 11 in the morning.
Yeah,
who does anything at 11 in the morning,
dude? Even on the weekends I get up at like 7:30.
Yeah, but then I go back to sleep.
Oh no, man, I'm up.
Saturday
we've been up to like 5 a.m every night.
Saturdays I get up at 7
weekends.
Get up at 7 to be at the gym at 8.
Ugh. It's not even listed who Hedwig is.
Bastard.
Like, the site is terrible.
Could be Idris Elba.
A week from Saturday, I have to have Holden at the school at 6:45.
What is happening?
In the morning?
Yeah, he's got a band.
That's a problem. You're this kid's becoming too much. You gotta cut ties. It's time for him to be on his own.
This week, he has got to stay after school every day. Either for band or for drama.
Dude, you're going to have a problem when that kid gets into high school and has a license, because that dude is going to be laying pipe like nonstop.
Probably. Unless he's at school doing drama.
No, he'll be doing it at school.
Probably.
That's what drama is. After school fucking. Just,
no, that's fair.
Just saying.
I've never heard that expression.
You've never heard laying
really?
Pipe?
No, and I don't like it.
Wow.
Oh, so you're against the plumbers union?
Yes.
Okay. So what I'm hearing is that you're pro-child labor.
Well, I got tiny hands to help get in those small places.
Hey, baby.
So
they're running for president?
Stay off the people you have wet feet.
Oh, that reminds me. My hand size does not relate to my dick size whatsoever. My hands are enormous. My dick is tiny. Donald Trump let me know that I have to like say that apparently in public so everybody knows. I don't know. He started it.
What's happening?
You didn't see Donald Trump tell everybody he's got a big dick?
I want to be honest with you, dude. I don't actually watch him.
Donald Trump, in the middle of a presidential debate, tried to convince everybody watching that he's a big dick.
I know. It's because Marco Rubio told him he didn't have one.
No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Marco Rubio said he had small hands.
Yeah. He said he had small hands. And you know what they say about people with small hands?
Small gloves.
You can't trust them. Marco Rubio, come on! If you're going to go halfway, finish it out, buddy.
So I'm now a girther. Because I want to see how big Trump's dick really is. Because
nope,
I bet it's
never,
tiny.
Never ever do I want to see that.
It's small. It's got to
be. Dude, I feel like if there was a picture, you'd look for it. If they were like, oh yeah, Trump released pictures of his dick.
Honestly, you'd be tripping
around Google. You'd incognito. Nope. Like on your phone, on a Wi-Fi attached to a library.
There are lots, I have looked at lots of dicks. That's not what I want to see.
That's a lot of typing that you're doing over there looking for Donald Trump's dick.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, well, you gotta look under, like, you gotta look under Trump. Donald Trump, Donald Trump. There's a lot of names you gotta look
Listen,
under.
You need like multiple browsers open so you can claim later it's like, oh, I accidentally saw it.
Right. If I did see it, I would tell you.
News about Donald Trump.
Nope.
I would have shared it with him.
I would make it my mission to get it like a poster sized fucking printout.
Kind of like Stingray did in getting you the copy of Super Horneo Brothers.
Yeah.
Success.
What theater you made it happen? See it at?
So gross.
Is it the Stray Dog Theater?
Yeah.
Yes.
Michael Baird.
Oh, Stray Dog's at the church.
Michael Baird is Hedwig. I don't know who he is, though.
Hedwig.
I'm fairly certain Stray Dog's at church.
I don't care. That's fine.
I mean,
says better. Stray Dog it's Theater.
That seems better.
We went to see Evil Dead the Musical there, and one of the things that they have a splatter zone where they spray you down with fake blood. And it's actually really gross because, like, one of the dudes, when he gets cut, he's, like, wearing this, like, bladder full of blood. And then when we do the cut, like, he just cuts into it and, like, he just walks down the line of people squeezing his guts, spraying you down with this sticky red goo. So Molina loved it. But then, like, you're there for an hour and a half, and this happens pretty early on. So you're just sitting in this sticky red goo that's getting increasingly colder as the performance goes on. And it's like, this is really gross. I don't want this anymore.
Yeah, but your tolerance for being sticky is very low.
It is very low.
Yeah.
So the best part is, it's in this old fucking church. So it's like all over the floor. It's just fucking everywhere. So it's all over the bottom of my shoes. So everywhere I'm walking, my shoes are sticking to the ground. Well, they've got this old fucking tiles. So everywhere I'm walking, I'm like pulling these tiles off the floor. But I'm like, not the tile. I mean, they're like the full size tile. What the fuck is happening here? Luna, we have to go. I'm destroying this place like the Hulk. That's my experience at Stray Dog Theater. You're welcome.
I think it's going to be a good time. I wanted to get tickets earlier, but that was like the only day that I could get the signature seating.
That's the day before or the last day?
I don't know. That was the only day I could get for two signature seats.
Will you get near the microphone?
Yeah, you.
Anywhere near would be good.
Is this better?
That's better.
Okay.
So...
you're like leaning back and turning sideways and talking. That
I'm
doesn't,
playing with Panda.
Doesn't help.
That was my bit, the Trump dick joke, and like I'm out.
I like that you're starting to do bits.
He had to start when you don't show up.
The other thing I thought about was trying to subtly teach everybody one thing each week, but I gave up on that pretty quick.
I mean, you can still just do that.
Like, I would have to...
We could just have a lesson.
I would have to prep
lesson
something.
Plans, that's fine.
Remember when you used to take notes when you watched movies?
That was one episode. The first show.
I taught you something.
And we don't take notes. And you don't do it anymore.
Hey, speaking of movies, what are we doing next week?
I thought we were doing Chasing Amy.
Held off watching Chasing Amy for so long.
Have you watched it ever?
No.
Really?
Well, now you will.
What is
Not
Chasing
necessarily.
Amy?
It's the next movie. It's the third movie in the Jersey trilogy.
The Jersey trilogy?
Yeah, it's Clark Smallrats and Chasing Amy were considered the Jersey trilogy.
Mm. It does have George Carlin in it, though.
It does have George Carlin.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Oh, I haven't watched it yet.
I'm about full up on... Yeah.
Kevin Smith.
Kevin Smith.
Yep.
Is he in Chasing Amy?
It's a Kevin Smith movie.
Well, I know, but I don't know if he was like just.
He's Silent Bob.
Oh, it's I didn't
the
know.
Jay and Silent Bob.
Oh,
they're all
right,
Jay and Silent
Bob.
That, movies.
That's what started the whole thing. Never mind.
The panda's not interested in your shit. He's got no gym.
It's a. It's
they're not on it.
Primarily features Ben Affleck and Jason Lee.
Mm-hmm. During our meeting at work today.
Arguably, Kevin Smith argues that it's his science fiction movie or his fantasy movie, depending on how you look at it.
Well, we'll talk about it then, Tony.
We will.
So, let's
get Mallrats.
So, what do you think about Mallrats?
I liked this movie a lot better when I was 14, but I'm not 14 anymore.
I also liked this movie a lot better when Adam was 14. Though I didn't watch it then.
I liked watching Batman get arrested for being a pervert. That was fun.
I didn't. That whole scene
was
a
shout out. It was a shout out at the beginning too, where the comic book has him labeled as Buttman.
That's right.
That whole scene was problematic.
I don't really care about this movie either. I didn't care. I don't really care about Clerks. I don't really care about this movie. Like, it's got a couple of good moments, but like, I just don't.
Why are you here?
There's. I don't know. I could go. I could be at home watching The Young Turks right now.
Dissenting opinions are good. Yeah. Although you're not exactly dissenting yet.
I'm not. Like, I just
your lack of care is not dissent.
I liked Jay and Silent Bob more in this movie than the last one.
They are consistently the best parts of the movies.
Like those were probably the only parts that I really enjoyed was when Jay had like the fucking blueprints of what was gonna happen and then it didn't work.
Like, for a long time, that was like the biggest seller at their store and their online store with like, copies of those blueprints.
I thought that was great, but I don't care about any of the main characters. Like, I don't give two shits about any of them, or their problems with their lives. Like, this.
All right, Lana, what do you think?
I liked it better than Clerks. Still, what?
I said whoa.
Still the same issue, which was kind of my argument last week of their conversation bugged me because, as I said last week, people I knew in their 20s, we didn't talk like that. Jay and Silent Bob were better in this one. They were much more enjoyable.
Jay was less drunk the entire time.
Well, that's...
But not drunk.
No, less.
Just less.
Just less.
Just less.
There were comical bits. I didn't find much of anything comical in Clerks. I just shake your head all you want. We've already been over this.
Yes.
But in on the inside.
No, I'm doing it.
Yeah, I know you are. That's why I said that.
And I'm doing it so you can comment on it because the listeners can't
exactly.
hear.
Exactly. He's blah, blah, blah. I liked it bad. You know, Clerks was absolutely not my cup of tea. Mallrats, not as much. I would even watch Mallrats again.
So wait a minute. So we're clear, because I didn't quite understand what you said.
You said it backwards.
Clerks?
Mallrats is more your cup of tea?
Compared to Clerks. I would watch Mallrats again.
Because you double negative that
out. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. I do not ever want to see Clerks again. I would watch Mallrats again.
What about Clerks 2?
I'll watch it because it's there, because now I need to see.
Clerks 2 is when they're in the fast food place, right?
Yes.
I'll see it.
I'm pretty sure I've seen that one, and I feel like I enjoyed that one, but it was also like a long time ago. I don't know. So I probably don't want to watch it.
And it was, just kind of... the other thing was and I had to wait till the end. It was making me nuts, and I didn't realize that that was Ethan Suplee.
Yeah.
And I was like, I know him, I know him, I know him. He was the guy looking at the magic eye.
The magic guy.
Oh.
And I was like, but I was thinking
he was the guy that was with Jason Lee in My Name is Earl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
But he had lost weight at that point. I was thinking.
No, he didn't.
Well, not
he, not until the end.
That's what
was
I was.
Was he that size at the beginning of My Name is
Earl? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. He looked so familiar, but I was thinking he was someone else, and I was determined to figure it out before the movie was over,
I didn't know his name, but I recognized him immediately.
I'm not sure if that was his first movie or not. If it wasn't, it was very early.
But on. I kind of enjoyed that because I remember all the headaches I would get while looking at Magic Eye artwork posters.
I really did date the movie too.
I feel like I was pain. I don't look at that shit. Like I can't.
Well, it was set in a mall, so you really can't do that anymore.
I know.
Or not much.
Melina asked me. She's like, "Can you see those Magic Eye things?" I'm like, "What? Is that even a question? Like, can you not see them?"
I can't see them.
Some people can't.
Yeah, I can. So, but like, I'll either see it immediately or it takes me.
We need to get Dr. Luke on the line to show us explain it.
Sometimes it takes me like
3D movies.
5 to 10 minutes to relax myself enough that I can go.
Explain to us how eye vision works.
3D movies also don't work on me. Like,
you can only see in 4 dimensions.
5, but.
Touché.
The problem with 3D movies is it doesn't look three-dimensional to me. It looks like Paper Mario to me whenever I try to look at it, and it drives me insane. Mm. I think it looks terrible.
Did you see The Hobbit in high res?
No.
In that 48 frames a second? It was actually distressing.
60, I thought. I thought it was 60 frames per second, or is that a different movie?
Tony.
I don't recall.
I thought it was 48. You know what? I'll look it up later. I'm not going to look it up later.
I'm looking up something else right now, so.
It was stressful.
Because it looks smoother?
No, because it looks too fast. Like, you know when you watch a movie, your eyes are naturally, like the motion is always capped at, I think it's 24
mm-hmm.
frames your a eyes?
Second. Yeah, like, so you get used to 24 frames a second, right?
Oh, the movies. Yeah, the movies, but your eyes can perceive much faster.
No, they can, okay. But that's not what movies look like. Like, you're used to seeing 24 frames a second in a movie. Now double that, and everything looks too fast.
You realize that your TV is probably 120 hertz, right?
Yeah, probably.
And that it just fills in those blank spaces with extra frames and motion blur, right?
Yeah, I know.
So like you should be used to it.
Take out the blur. Now everything in those in-between spaces is incredibly crisp.
It's crystal clear.
I don't know. I haven't seen it.
It's weird to look at. It's distressing to watch.
So...
because everything looks like it's too fast. Like you're watching it, and it feels like... the sound and the video are racing, and you don't think the audio is going to be able to keep up with it. But I mean, obviously it does. But it's like distressing. It's very complicated. I can't even really accurately describe it.
That's interesting.
Ethan Suplee. This was his first movie, but he was in an episode of Tales from the Crypt,
Butterfly Effect,
and Sister.
Dude, come on! Don't bring Ian Tamara into this.
One episode, 1995.
I wasn't doubting you. All right. So, Tony, what did you think of the movie?
I like the movie. I still like the movie. It's it doesn't hold up as well as when I first saw it because I think I was a little closer to that age, and I was closer to having worked in a mall.
I've never worked in a mall, so I'm judging you.
That's fine. You worked in a grocery store.
Cars on the table.
So did I. For a month.
Noble to feed people.
It was worthless. I hated it.
I worked at the airport.
They told me I had to join a union, and they were only giving me like 4 hours a week. I'm like, I will have to pay more money than I'm making. No. Fuck you. I'm not going to continue working here.
I worked many more than 4 hours a week, and no, fuck you was the right call.
Yeah.
I loved working at the airport. It was great. Ugh. It was fun. I met Steven Tyler. I met Rick Ocasek.
Steven Tyler's a weird face.
He was the nicest guy. So was Rick Ocasek, who's a very good tipper. And then some local celebrities.
To be honest with you, I don't even know who that second person is.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Lead singer of the Cars.
What is that?
Oh, no. Stop. I'm going to cry.
Yeah, where are you guys when the music trivia starts for the 60s and 70s? No one can remember what the fuck the names of these songs are.
Yeah,
I'd probably do well with the 70s stuff.
Well, you never show up for trivia, so that doesn't do me a whole fuck lot of good, does it?
Why are you so mean?
I'm doing Kevin Smith dialogue. Where I talk really fast and slip fuck in there a lot. It's actually a super meta thing. Here's what I think the problem... Wait, did you go on this movie?
Yeah.
Did I go?
Yeah. Everybody did.
All right. Yeah. Here's what I think the problem with this movie is. The production quality of Clerks was very low, so I think you naturally fill in the flaws of the movie with an expectation of an artistic film, but the production quality of this movie is too high for the content.
the one of the biggest problems with this movie is that it followed Clerks, and they're like, if this guy can make a movie on no budget and have it make $3 million, what's he gonna do if we give him a big budget?
Yeah.
And that was a big problem. That was one of the big problems with it. And then to hear like the commentary, there was a lot of studio influence also. They saw this movie as being a smart Porky's for the 90s. Yeah, that's what the studio wanted out of it.
Remember how bad Porky's
that
was?
That is the weirdest.
No, that's what the studio wanted out of it.
Oh, no, but, no, no,
but,
no, no.
Is this a Kevin Smith fat joke?
No, but look at what happened with American Pie. That's what they got. They got a teenage sex comedy that worked and made tons of bank years later. But yeah, I mean a big part of the problem was the production. They had huge sequences in the movie that were huge expensive sequences that are completely gone. Like that are referenced in dialogue that was mostly cut, but they're still a little bit there. Like there's mention of the governor's ball. There's like a 20-minute sequence at the beginning of the movie that is the governor's ball. They just completely cut it.
Good.
Yeah.
That's 20 unnecessary
minutes. And it's exactly what it was. I've watched it on the extras, and it's just like, thank God they cut this. This is terrible. There was just no value to it.
What year was it? I don't remember.
94?
95.
This movie was released in 95.
Yeah, it was a fucking bullshit.
No.
Clerks was 94.
This was released in 95. I know that because I looked it up, because there's a part in the end of the movie where they yell at the guy like, he's homophobic, everybody. And everybody boos at him. And I was like, oh, this must be more recent than I thought it was. And it was 1995, and I was like, okay, it's a little more recent than I thought it was.
When did you think it was?
I thought it was like closer to late 80s, earlier 90s. But also, I grew up in the middle of fucking nowhere with a bunch of bigots. So like,
no, that's fair.
You actually kind of live in the middle of nowhere with a bunch of fucking bigots.
Now?
Yeah.
No, no, no.
He's talking about me, Alex.
Kayla's just bigoted of them all.
Kayla's bigoted, but my neighborhood is like super accepting and liberal.
So, what did this happen to me?
I think that bus, you better watch out, he just threw you under it.
The most bigoted person in our house is Peach, by far.
Yeah.
Peach does aggressively, like, conquer every Hispanic I know that goes there.
Yeah, that's true.
By climbing on top of you to take a nap?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's a dominance pose.
Do you feel left out?
Of what?
Peach's love.
No.
No, she does that to him too. Yeah. Really, she doesn't.
My problem with Peach is she has like
her bigotry is towards humans.
She has fucking bladder-seeking feet. So like, if you're sitting on the couch, nice and comfortable, and you don't really want to get up yet because you're in the middle of a movie, she'll just come and fucking jump on your bladder, and you're like, oh god, I didn't know I had to pee.
Why is your bladder so close to the outside of you?
I'm very skinny, Adam. it's a problem we have.
It's not a problem we have.
No idea what you're talking about.
Not familiar with this problem at
all. Yeah. So that's what I feel about Mallrats. Like, seriously, I don't have any more else to say about this movie. I watched it when I was young. It actually meant something to me then. But going back and watching it, I'm like, I'm not really sure why this movie meant anything to me then.
I feel like I shouldn't watch movies geared towards, like, 13 to 18-year-olds.
That's my demographic!
Anymore. Because, like, even if I liked something back then, I just don't think I give a shit anymore. Because there wasn't like a part of this movie that I hated.
But would you watch Cannonball Run again?
I probably would. Is that geared towards my audience? Like the 13 to 18-year-olds?
It was just a question.
The cast of Cannonball Run's average age is probably like 45.
Age is just a number, Alex.
Yeah, but I'm saying like...
I mean, it's a number that indicates how close you are to death.
There were more interesting jokes in Cannonball Run than in this movie.
I don't know if I agree with that.
No?
I'm ill-equipped for this conversation.
You don't like the proctologist tapping a guy's upper lip with his middle finger?
Oh, no, that was good. But I kind of feel that's no different than the stink palm joke. I mean, really, when it comes down to it.
I don't know.
Did you watch how many other people he stink-palmed after?
Yeah, it is.
It's a lot of other people.
I think what drew me to this movie.
He gave that guy norovirus.
The first time I saw it, which was actually after it came out, was because it was so. There was so much comic book. There were so many comic book references, and I was heavy into collecting at the time. So no. That guy's a homophobe.
Yeah. I know a lot of guys were into comics. Tony, it's not weird. They're taking it back.
And I actually loved the sequence when Stanley shows up. Mm-hmm. I thought that was great.
By the way, in this movie...
And he did a great job with the acting, too.
Yeah, I like that.
Pretty much all the acting in this was atrocious. I don't know what you're talking about.
I think he was talking about Stanley
specifically. Stanley
specifically. No, I know exactly who...
No, I thought he did a great job.
He was. Yeah, he was good.
Everybody was awful.
No, I thought he was great.
The problem is Kevin Smith has this weird set, like he writes dialogue very well, but the people who deliver the dialogue have no business delivering.
It has this weird timing.
Jeremy London was
terrible. That isn't natural.
He is terrible.
He was the worst. I thought Jason Lee was okay.
Jason Lee was better
by comparison to Jeremy London. Jason Lee was. Way better.
Who are we talking about? Brody is...
Brody and T.S.
Is Jason Lee.
Jeremy London is T.S.
Yeah.
Ben Affleck.
Brody... Jason Lee was also Asriel in Dogma.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Jeremy London, T.S. was not.
He didn't carry on.
He's still not really talented.
But so, here's the thing. This is why I think The Clerks is a better movie, because Randall is the guy to deliver these lines.
Yeah.
Like, he has the cadence, he has the timing, but none of these other people have that timing.
And the problem was is they didn't get to bring, they didn't get to put people who they wanted into the major roles because they had so much studio money floating around.
Regardless.
Which would explain my confusion as to why Shannon Doherty was in the movie. Unless he chose her.
She was a thing back then?
Yeah.
Well, I know, but it...
She's probably a thing still now.
Not really.
I mean... Alive.
I mean, she's like physically a thing, but like, I think didn't her reign end with Charmed or something?
But that
like
came
that?
After this.
Well, I know that, but
yeah.
I don't understand why Dogma was so fucking good.
It's because Dogma, the quality of the actors was significantly better.
Also, yeah. Also, the content of it was way smarter.
So there's a lot of different things going on with Dogma. Dogma was actually his first script. Fourth movie he made. And he understood a lot more about how to make movies and how to direct people. He had a lot better actors working for him. Even the actors that he had started with had gotten a lot better by the time Dogma came.
Ben Affleck was much better.
Yes.
Oh, God, yes.
Yeah. This was, but what you have to look at is between Mallrats and Dogma came Good Will Hunting.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that was in between, and that tells you how much difference there is.
So you're saying Ben Affleck met Matt Damon.
No, Matt Damon and Ben Affleck were friends before all that. Yeah.
Double Dutch.
Ben Affleck.
And they were actually both in, he's in Chasing Amy, which is the third movie.
Matt Damon is too?
Matt Damon, I believe he has a cameo in that.
Okay.
And I know he's in... Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back, which is after Dogma.
The content of Dogma is just way more intelligent. Like, it isn't this slice of life, teenage sex comedy.
There's
like,
more of a drive to a story. There is more of a story. Mallrats has the least story of any of them.
Yeah. Watching, like, Ben Affleck, Shannon Doherty, watching some of them act reminded me of the plays that we put on in high school. It was just, it was horrible.
The problem, I don't have a problem with Shannon Doherty. I think my bigger problem is Jeremy London.
He's so bad.
The lead,
he was horrible.
The lead was so bad. People around him couldn't act against him. It was just so.
And probably because of that, in my mind, Jason Lee was the lead. Like to me, that the movie
Brody?
Kind of
yeah.
revolved around him, even though.
So in listening to the commentary, there's a line in there when I think it's Svenning says to T.S., he says, take you and your sidekick, and he's talking about Brody, take you and your sidekick out of here. And he's like, sidekick? Who's this? He's not my sidekick.
Exactly.
Well, in the commentary, they're like, yeah, see how that turned around? Yeah, so, Jeremy Lin was the weak point in this movie.
He was one of several.
There were a lot of weak points in this movie.
He was the weakest.
There was not a lot of strong points in this movie. Jay and Silent Bob are perfect. Why? Because their dialogue is ridiculous, because they are ridiculous.
They are ridiculous.
And it was well-suited to their characters and the actors. Basically, Jace.
Say, Bob's only lines were the...
Adventure.
Star Wars quote.
Yeah. Jedi craves
Craves not these things. Adventure, excitement, and Jedi craves not these things.
Except for Obi-Wan. Obi-Wan is his own fucking adventure and excitement. Great space mystery.
Kaylee, you look like you're somewhere.
I just, in general, I have this fatigue, and maybe it's because it's more than 20 years after, and we have had all these, you know, teenage comedies where it's the same thing. I just, like, I'm fatigued by watching movies that display, like, problematic relationships and, like, all this weird sexist bullshit.
But, oh,
like,
you're gonna love Chasing Amy then.
I know. Like,
it addresses a lot of it, actually.
Like, not just we as a, like, a movie like this wouldn't fly. Like, if it came out today. Like, people would, like...
Well, at the very least, a 15-year-old girl character wouldn't fly.
Why? Like, she'd actually be a 15-year-old girl.
She's, like, the least... She was the least problematic part of this movie for me.
I mean, now, if it was today, she'd be a 15-year-old on Tumblr or something.
Right,
I mean,
exactly.
Yeah, I don't think that would be problematic.
I mean, she's... She's below the age of consent, but she is a female who's taking agency with her body. And, like, that part of it, the studio, I'm kind of surprised the studio actually let that happen. But I guess because they end up penalizing characters for it after the fact.
Yeah.
That's probably why they let it
happen. That whole scene at the end where they put that sex video up and, like, he gets, suddenly they're not getting arrested. He's getting arrested. Like, there's no... It was just a mess for me. It was a huge, hot mess. First of all, I didn't think it was fitting to that 15-year-old girl's character. What was her name? Trisha?
Mm-hmm.
Trish the Dish.
Trish the Dish.
No one calls her that.
Because she seemed, like, extremely intelligent, like, extremely professional. Like, I don't see that type of person, you know, just giving out, this video. Like... That breaks so many, like, for the research she's doing.
Yeah, there's a certain clandestine nature to the research she's doing, which this just...
Right.
But she's also 15. Mm. I mean...
I just think she was their friend.
I think that was part of it, too.
Yeah.
I don't know, he doesn't explain shit.
And
she puts it together.
He just met this girl.
Well,
T.S. just met this
girl. T.S. did, but...
And then he's asking her for this? It just... It doesn't make sense.
Brody asks her for it because it was Brody's...
Oh, it's his revenge.
It's his revenge against her.
Her and Brody know each other, she knows Brody. Like, that's less of a reason. And I knew as soon as they got on the TV show, like, where they, you know, they, like, broke in and they're the contestants and they're not supposed to be. And I'm watching it. I'm like, oh, the end of this is they're going to give Brody his own TV show. It's going to be flipped. It's supposed to look like a catastrophe, but everybody's laughing at Brody because he's saying stupid, asinine things.
Have you watched late night television? At all?
Yeah.
I kind of feel like that's really appropriate.
No, I don't think Brody would fit at all. Like, in the late night television that I see.
Brody would have to compete with Trevor Noah. And he can't.
No, he's more...
You're also talking late night TV 20 years ago.
Yeah, I don't...
Even though it was daytime, like Morton Downey Jr.
I did not watch late night TV 20 years ago.
He would totally have been a contemporary of Morton Downey Jr. and Jerry Springer.
Absolutely.
Gross, man! You people.
Jerry Springer is considered
TV.
Late night.
No, that was daytime television, daytime talk show. But in this, they actually gave him the Tonight Show.
Right.
Right.
Man, TV before was just.
But that was just that's an exhausting narrative to me.
That's the amazing part.
Like, this guy who treats people badly, who behaves badly, does all this shit wrong, and he gets rewarded for it with his own TV show. That's like another exhausted narrative for me. Yes. Where I called it as soon as like...
Is it because it's a good allegory for our current political situation?
Yes.
It's like, oh, I'm just fuck like, this. I wanted to watch escapist media. He's back. Tiny hands. Tiny reaching hands. Into everything. Tiny hands.
Oh, you guys, breaking news. Hillary just released a photo of her dick, and it's not bad.
Is that something I would look for?
Is it just Bill Clinton's dick?
It is.
It's his thumb.
She's doing the Fonz. Hey.
Now she's asking for Trump to release a picture of his to prove it. So
this is actually kind of what I want for political discourse in this country.
God, I wish they just fucking whipped it out on stage and gotten it over with.
Sword fights.
Do you know that?
That's the next debate.
Do you know that Ted Cruz is younger than Gwen Stefani, but he looks like he's 100?
He's
who brought that up?
I did.
He looks like he could be older than me.
He's
seriously
my age.
I think.
Wow.
I think
Gwen Stefani has been like drinking.
Ted Cruz
from the
is 45. By the way,
yeah.
Ted Cruz is 45.
Yeah,
but it looks
I'll be
like
there at the end of the month.
It looks like he's just done
blah, blah.
You look better than Ted Cruz.
Thank you.
It looks like he's just done so much evil.
Got that on.
That
I think
it's
he
like
just, I think he just
weighing him down.
Dude, I'm a better looking man than Ted Cruz.
Yeah.
Come on.
Have you seen the picture of Ted Zeppelin?
No. Have you guys? Have you guys seen how they're trying to link Ted Cruz to the Zodiac murders?
Yes,
that's brilliant.
Even though it physically like
it's like Ted Cruz 2016, and they rearrange it to like Zodiac something
Zodiac.
So we watched Ted 2 last night. The best fucking the best fucking line from the whole thing. Like they're talking to Amanda Seyfried, and she's like, oh, "Do I look like any celebrity?" I can't even remember what the setup was for. We're like,
"Wait,
no, you've kind of got." Give me the ring, precious eyes.
That's
she
good.
Does. Like, she's like, noticeably, like, she's clearly fucking Gollum. Like, it's distressing how Gollum-like she is.
And now I'm out of stuff unless we want to talk about drag queens, so.
I don't have any drag queen stories.
Yep, I actually just got to that. There's Eddie Van Halen. He's also Eddie Van Halen. And he's, I think, who's that? She's Ed Sheeran, which honestly, look at this one.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Ed Sheeran.
I guess. I don't.
Oh, it's Ted Sheeran.
That guy I want to punch in the face every time.
Yep.
There's somebody.
Near anything.
He looks like a gremlin.
There's somebody who took a picture, like a still cap of Donald Trump and replaced his eyes with his mouth.
Looks
and
the
it
same.
Still looks the same.
That's not a surprise.
Because he's like all squinting and shit. Oh my God. Like,
here's
it's terrifying.
Man, here's the thing about this fucking election. I do not have 7 more months of this in me.
No.
Like, I just, like, I'm already exhausted with
this. Don't worry.
This.
Got,
this, like.
We got the best words.
From,
we got
see,
the
from,
best.
From
I know
like,
a lot of good words.
We know a lot of good words.
Actually,
the best.
I don't think Trump's going to win.
I don't think he's going to... I have a feeling he's not going to win the nomination.
I think they're going to pull some bullshit to prevent him from
winning
the nomination.
But do you want Ted Cruz to have the nomination?
No, I don't.
No. I mean, listen. One of them has to get it.
I know, and that's what kills me.
But Ted Cruz is only, like so slightly less evil than...
But it's
of
no.
Of the three frontrunners,
it's
Rubio's the best option. And I use the word
it's a different
best.
Road they take, but they're both... just no.
Right.
My problem with Ted Cruz, and I think we talked about this before, I think he would be more effective than Donald Trump, which means he could probably fuck more
actually,
shit up.
There are more
he
things that I agree
that
with Donald
up.
Trump. Like, Donald Trump brings up, like,
yeah,
getting money
he,
out of politics.
But you don't know
like
what
that.
He actually
like,
believes, because he every time he says something, he says the opposite in another news conference.
I know.
Constantly.
He's like,
but if the worst thing is he doesn't actually believe the awful things he says, it's still really actually better than Cruz, who probably does believe the awful things that he says.
I don't know.
Kasich is the like least
that's
offensive.
A pretty good sign.
Kasich,
you don't actually know what his name.
He's the guy.
He's the guy.
There was an empty fucking podium.
I know who you're talking about.
There was an empty podium, and they're like, well, I guess everybody's here. Let's get this debate started. And Kasich is behind the curtain. Like, what the fuck? That's the guy.
Yep.
He's not going to have a good time.
No.
But I think Donald Trump is going to get the most delegates, and then second and third place are going to do some bullshit where they pool theirs together to try to usurp him. And then the Republican Party, like one third of the Republican Party, is going to throw shit.
Rubio's still in the race, man.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's to prevent Trump from getting the winner take all states to get the delegates before Cruz can. Because if they go into the open convention, the convention will just declare Cruz the winner over Trump.
Yep.
Like, it's all just pageantry.
But there's going to be some shit that's going to hit the fan when that happens.
And if that happens, then Trump's just going to say, fuck you all.
He can't. He signed an agreement that said he wouldn't.
He can.
I mean, he still will.
Oh, he still will. Yeah.
But he signed an agreement saying he wouldn't.
He's already made his rally goers. He's already made his rally goers pledge that no matter what happens, matter what happens, they're going to be voting for him.
And look, most of those people probably didn't try to do the Hitler salute, but when you got you got a bunch of white people in a room holding their right hands
raising
up,
their right arm up,
like
yeah.
pledging something, it doesn't look good. Like.
Towards a central white figure. Yeah.
So what
probably fine.
I learned something this week that was actually the salute of the flag until 1942.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got there's a name of it. There's a name for it. I can't remember it off the top of my head. But there's a certain type of salute where you actually raise your hand up. That was actually our salute to the flag until 1942. When Congress said, hey, you know what? That Hitler guy's doing that. We should stop.
Didn't the British used to do something like that?
Probably.
Like they would kind of snap.
Well, I mean, it's the same thing as the swastika.
And what they realized was to fuck with people. Like they would intentionally crop out people doing the salute, and they crop the flag out of it. So it just looks like these people are hailing Hitler. It's like, what the fuck is going on? And so Congress is like, all right. We need to curb this shit. So that's when they adopted the hand over heart.
The other thing.
Hey, Alex. I taught everybody something.
Awesome.
It's also around the time we had In God We Trust of money.
Yeah. Well, that was the 50s.
That was added to the Pledge of Allegiance for some unknown reason.
That was the...
Oh, no. That was
fight
the Red Menace.
Yeah.
Oh,
Jesus Christ.
Not fight McCarthyism, but...
Fight McCarthy.
No, it was fight the Red Menace.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad we do all these things in the name of fear. That's a great way to live our lives.
The other thing,
it's the American way.
Hey, listen, home of the brave.
The other thing about the elections, though, is we're going to have some shit in the Democratic side, too.
No, we're not.
Well, here's the problem. Bernie keeps winning states now.
I got bad news for you, dude. The DNC is not going to let Bernie get the nomination.
That's going to be a problem.
It is going to be a problem.
The other problem...
But it's a problem no one's going to do anything about.
The other problem is that Hillary Clinton's email has turned out to be a much bigger thing than a lot of people thought it was going to be. Like now,
even Bernie said we're tired of hearing about her damn emails.
Except now there's an FBI criminal investigation that's about to kick off.
But that's all.
Like, I don't think she'll actually like get charged with anything. But this is like becoming a bigger problem. What I think is going to happen is I think Bernie's going to win the majority of the states, ending the election. But I'm not sure if he's actually going to win enough delegates.
Here's the
thing. In which case, he will have won more states than her.
We're in the same situation that we were in 2008.
I think
was
Obama
it?
Was pulling a lead by now.
No,
no,
he wasn't. Hillary.
He wasn't.
Hillary.
And it was like, I don't know when exactly, but he starts with his momentum, and then the superdelegates switch.
March 15th is going to decide it. So, like, because it's Missouri, Illinois,
that's why I
got to
get out there. You gotta rock the vote.
Wait, I registered to vote. All right, relax.
Yeah, and I sent you the address.
Am I too late to rock the vote?
Isn't that pretty 90s?
I was gonna say, it's like the 90s. That's like an MTV thing.
There's been like fucking record turnouts, like in Maine for their caucuses.
Madonna told me I needed to rock the vote.
Rock. We're bringing back rock the
Madonna
vote.
Madonna and Flava Flav.
Oh my God.
Listen, my hammer pants cannot get here quick enough.
What were you saying, Alex?
Like, we've had record turnouts because, like, in Maine, they couldn't get all the people into the buildings for the caucuses. So, like, they had people
like
outside.
Did you know that Maine has a huge caucus?
They had a huge... It wasn't big enough.
Yeah,
I hate when they tell me the caucus
is. Our caucus is so huge.
We couldn't fit.
Couldn't even fit in the wrapper.
Yeah.
Well, wrapper's not a good word.
But it
couldn't even fit in the space allotted.
Yeah.
It's too big for the space.
It was busting out of there.
Too big to fit. The caucus was too big to fit.
Yeah.
But the thing is, the numbers,
bursting at the seams.
If you look at the final numbers for Maine, it was like overwhelmingly Bernie, but like it was still only like a couple thousand people who voted.
Well, the caucuses are weird. I don't understand how their numbers come together.
If you look at any other state that's voted, none of them have numbers that little. And I was so angry.
But like, I don't, primaries are easier because you just go into the place and vote.
I don't know if that's just because Maine like is so small that, I mean, they have a small population and like everybody's rural, so it's harder to vote.
Bunch of rural jurors.
Rural.
The rural jurors. Oh man, we should have a killer election night party.
Election or primary?
No, election night party.
Okay.
Okay.
Just like a fucking kegger.
But what if Treg?
Treg?
You were saying keg, and I was trying to say Trump.
What if he gets the nomination?
What if he wins?
Then we'll finish the keg.
Well, then, listen.
Like what, a lot more drinking.
Listen, yeah, if we like, do this at my house, I've got
alcohol
enough.
Alcohol poisoning for everyone.
I have enough ammunition to go around if we do this at my house. I got like...
Trump's not going to come for your guns.
No. I just don't want to be alive.
Like the opposite of that.
I don't want to be alive anymore. Like Amazon drones.
No, we're not talking about getting rid of our ammunition. We're talking about dying.
Amazon drones are just going to be dropping firearms on your fucking doorstep.
Every Tuesday.
I've probably like 300 rounds left, so we can miss a few times.
Oh, an armed society is a polite society.
This is really dark.
And an armed society that's a polite society hates brown people.
Do you want to see what life is like with Trump as president? Or we could just move to that island in Canada that they're trying to get people to move
to. Here's the joke on you. Listen, Trump's going to win the presidency. He's going to be the greatest president we've had in 50 years.
It's going to be
it's like the incarnation of JFK. Like the first day, Oval Office, press conference. I said a lot of things to get elected. That's because there are serious problems that we need to address. This wall thing, total bullshit. Like day one,
we're going to eradicate racism.
Yeah. By the way, we're bringing Bernie onto the cabinet staff so he can fix the interior.
Oh, remember when the Republicans didn't fill that last Supreme Court? Yeah. Obama's going in.
Constitutional lawyer. Get your ass to the Supreme Court. These are the kind of fantasies I have, Alex.
So
the what if fantasies.
There was a question posed on the Nightly Show for if two terms of Trump would cure cancer, would you vote for him? And he's like, fuck. I have to cure cancer.
It would mean an end to Sausage Fest.
But the way I look at that was, if Trump cures cancer in two terms,
we can have Sausage Fest.
What would happen if anybody else was there?
Of like, when cancer.
Dude, that's an easy one.
Like, we would achieve the fucking heart singularity.
Disease. That's a real easy one, man.
Heart disease.
In that election, you just don't have to vote. Who else is going to vote against cancer? Your vote's unnecessary. He's already a shoo-in. So then you can have the moral high ground of saying, I didn't vote for fucking Trump. But you didn't vote against cancer.
I'd probably vote against cancer.
Anti-Trump and anti-cancer.
Because I would assume, like, if Trump cures cancer, like, Bernie's gonna do some fucking shit. like we're gonna be on fucking moons on Jupiter.
The president isn't a scientist, right?
I know.
Okay.
But I know that Bernie listens to scientists, whereas Trump tries to show them his dick.
Do they have a whole lot of real authority?
I don't know. I mean, they have the power of attention.
They do.
Trump already has the power of attention.
People think they have power.
I think they have the power of attention, and they can humiliate people with that power. That is one thing that I wish presidents had done more. Like, if I was nominating a Supreme Court justice and the Senate wasn't doing their job, or if I was the president right now and I had the Senate and the Congress that I had right now, I would be constantly every day pointing at them, like picking somebody. Look at this fucking jack off. He voted that if you get raped, you have to keep the baby. Like, I would just highlight a dickbag every day.
Like, there would
dick
be
bag of the day.
There would be, I like there would that. Be President Cotner's dick bag hour every fucking day.
This is why you're unelectable.
I would vote for him in a heartbeat.
Oh, prime you time have just my got vote. So fucking terrible.
You have my vote.
Yeah. I got like 20 years before I'm able to... Is it 35 or 45?
35.
All right, so I got like 10 years before I can do it. 8 years. Math.
Listen, you got a guy for that.
8 years.
Math isn't your strong suit, so you defer to the expert.
It's not my strong suit.
Secretary of Maths.
Secretary of Maths.
That would be Ben's job. Ben, when will I be 35? Give what, back to me on
what
that.
Day of the week will it be?
I'm going to get a fucking text message 2 weeks from now at 1 a.m.
All right, so that's Mallrats and American politics.
So vote for me in 2024.
I think the real vote is EJ Lara, 2016.
Don't know who that is.
That's the Naked and Afraid power couple. Ah. It was an episode they did in the Amazon where the one, like...
New season starting.
I know, on a Sunday. Mm. Like, they have a man and a woman go out. Before they even started the Amazon episode, the man tapped out. And so then they had to, like, wait 2 days while they got a replacement guy. They go out, like, the guy and the girl go out. Like, the girl taps out 2 days in, and then the guy taps out 4 days in. So, like, they have no content, so they have to get, like, their best guy and their best girl from like previous seasons to come in, and they fucking destroy the Amazon. It's so fucking
it's
good.
I love that.
And then like they have to like, because it's a reality TV show, they have to like wean it up with like all these fucking cutaways of, hey, like they try to like manufacture this drama about like they kill this eel and the guy's like, fuck yes, we killed this fucking eel, we get to eat. And then the chick's like, you know, you don't have to treat the eel that way. Like, like we're just gonna eat it. Like, you don't have to like celebrate it's murdering death. This eel like this. And so they're like, oh, is there drama in the camp? And then
eating it.
The scene is him like, yeah, you know what? I got way too intense on that, and I'm glad you gonna call me out on it. Like that was the resolution. It was like immediate.
Like, but they waited for a commercial break, so it seemed like
yeah, like ever. Oh, the fellowship is broken. Nope. The guy's like, yeah, I was way too intense on that. You're absolutely right.
My absolute favorite one is when they're sleeping next to that cave, and the chick's like, I'm not gonna kill anything. Nothing. I refuse. I absolutely really refuse to take any life. All life is sacred, from the littlest bug to the great bee. I'm not going to kill anything. And so they're sleeping next to this cave, and they're like looking inside, and it's these hives, like just nothing but spiders.
Oh god,
spider eggs. And
oh
like,
no.
So those things are going to like open, and they're just going to come out, and we're sleeping right here. So like. The next day, so they've slept there. They've been there for all of like 36 hours. The next day, she's got a torch. She's just like,
this whole fucking burning branch, burning everything, just killing everything with fire.
Yep, this is ours now.
Like, if that happened to me and it was night and like I realized that, I would
never sleep again.
No, I would like invent gunpowder. Like, fucking fill it.
Spider eggs make you pretty goddamn crafty.
Like I would. I don't know how to do that right now, but
call
I would.
Call the Secretary of Gunpowder. We need some stats.
I would figure that out.
The show was a lot better when like they didn't have 3 seasons of people doing the challenge. So like the people who do it now have obviously watched the show.
Yeah.
And like, oh, well, like we've seen everything that other people have done that work. So then the producers are like, oh, well, let's put together these clashing personalities. It's like, this is a lot less interesting.
They've kind of always put together the clashing personalities.
It has been far. Like, it's been
the last season was really... Because it's always like...
Like they just stick a Marilyn in every episode.
A nudist vegan survivalist who has lived, you know, has like lived and trained people. And a super macho Christian military guy who does nothing but eat red meat. and they put them together. And it's like, ugh, just nothing but manufacturing trauma. Oh, and it's also going to be 30 degrees at night. So they have to use body heat. Yeah, I told my wife I'd never touch another woman, so I can't even do this. What?
It's very...
It's, there's so much stupidity.
Then be the little spoon.
So yeah.
EJ Laura.
What? I don't know.
What is it? You're going to find something to do with your arm.
What's bringing back? Position matters.
Yeah, what is...
Well, I guess if the guy's a little spoon, at least his junk isn't rubbing up against her.
That her junk's rubbing up against him.
Right.
I don't know, man.
Like, and her breasts.
Or build a fire.
The junk is in the same place.
Her boob junk.
Boob junk.
Under boob junk.
I don't know. I'm not going on Naked and Afraid, so this is really a non-issue for me.
I might do it. I would do it.
Mm. Do they have Soylent in the Amazon?
No.
I'm not doing it.
I think I'd be more down
to the jungle.
I think I'd be more down for like Amazing Race.
Yeah, fuck Amazing Race.
I could probably do that. Ah, no, they make you go to Asia.
Whoa, and you're the and you're
and the, I'm the big the egg in the house.
It's not the people; it's the terrible transportation systems where everybody dies.
That's actually kind of the point of the Amazing Race.
Got it. I don't want to get on a ferry and then drown. Or get on a plane and then get shot down because the airline's too cheap to fly around a war zone. Like, Asia has had some pretty fucked up travel accidents over the last couple of years.
Spoiler, this is all run through American production companies.
Yeah.
With probably really high deductible insurance policies that they don't plan on paying out for.
Yeah.
All right. Next week, Chasing Amy.
Sexual
trouble.
What's a movie in?